Hello, peoples. Welcome to The World May Never Know. My name is Paris Pavlis, and today we are going to be focusing on xenoarchaeology, which is the study about if extraterrestrials are in fact real. The existence of aliens has been undiscovered for over 4.5 billion years. But how do we figure out what aliens are actually like? NASA scientists have been unsure, while people have questioned the government for keeping secrets. From the information that I found, everybody's complexed at the situation. So today I will be podcasting about a couple of questions. Is there other creatures from out of this world living with us? What do we really know about aliens and creatures? Are they just made up stories by people or actually facts? Why should we care about this? Are we really safe? All really good questions that we will get through today, tomorrow, and in the future.
Yay!
Planets like Jupiter, because it is made of gas, and Venus, because it is made of poisonous gas, cannot be a habitat for certain organisms, so they are out of the question. But some places like Jupiter's moon is habitable for such organisms. The Galileo mission pulled off by NASA circled around Europa and took several pictures. They compared this moon to Antarctica, while saying that this moon is certainly able to hold life. It has water sources, heat by friction, and radiation that can break down certain chemicals to make a very little source of organic substances. NASA also discovered an organism in their clean room when they were coming back from Mars. They named this new genus Terracotta phoenicis, Tersi, which they still refer to today. There are still organisms being discovered to this day that some historians think that these organisms have come to the Earth, turn into aliens, and then go back into space. But do they really? I also learned about the Fermi paradox, which is a formula that helps us calculate the percentage of organisms that could actually come from space to Earth. It's a very complicated equation, but once scientists have figured it out, it will be very simple for us to understand the existence of aliens and if they are in fact real. So I thought, what is the best way to give information from me to you? So I brought in Gary Neitzel, the state director of MUFON, which is a nonprofit organization located in Cincinnati, Ohio, to talk to y'all about the existence of aliens. MUFON stands for Mutual UFO Network. So they help all calls that come in that people have said that they talk to aliens. So he's on the phone now. Hi, Gary. Do you believe aliens are real?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So I looked up a quote by a NASA scientist named Silvano P. Colbano, and he said, "I simply want to point out the fact that the intelligence we might find and that might choose to find us, if already has it, might not be able to, might not be able at all to produce carbon-based organisms like us." Do you think this is a reasonable statement?
Okay, I'm trying to interpret what you said. Could you repeat it again? He said something about carbon-based organisms.
Yes, sir. So, he pretty much was trying to say that aliens might not be intelligent enough to reach us yet, just like the Fermi paradox kind of talks about in those other explanations. Do you believe that they are intelligent enough to reach us, or what do you think about that?
It's my belief that they are very intelligent and they have already reached us.
And Mr. Neitzel, do you maybe know where this organization will be in 100 years?
That is a question that can't be answered.
Okay.
You talking about MUFON?
Yes, sir.
In 100 years, that's a long time. They've been around now 50 years. This is MUFON's 50th year anniversary. So 100 years from now, that would be make them 150 years old. I think by that time, this alien phenomena that we call it will be known by then. And so, maybe a moot point. By then, I think we will have already made contact with the general population.
And Mr. Neitzel, do you think that the government is hiding stuff from us around the area of 51?
Oh, yes, that's a definite yes.
Okay, thank you. And Do you know how we can get involved?
Are you talking about the general population?
I'm just talking about how we can help MUFON discover, you know, work to the best of their abilities. Like, how can we get involved to help this organization go along?
MUFON definitely needs a lot more members. Right now, I think they only have something like 4,000, possibly something like that. But you can become a member of MUFON, and then you would get the MUFON Journal, which is a publication published each month about the latest UFO sightings and things like that. And you can join for, I think it's $5.88 a month to get what they call the online journal that you get on the internet.
Okay.
Or you can pay a little bit more and get a hard copy of the journal. And then if you're a MUFON member, you would have access to whatever the witness reports in their sighting. Because each case has a number, and you go to that number of the case file and you can see what the witness reported. In order to see the whole case file, you'd have to be a field investigator. Only they can see the total case file.
So we'd like to give a big thank you to Mr. Knight.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for being on my podcast, and I hope you have a great day. So this just shows how we see aliens very different than other people. I mean, you know, we have people that are actually, their profession is in this type of area. So it was really cool to hear him talk about just how we can get involved in our area. So this has come down to the question, are aliens real? So let's give it away to some of our friends.
I believe that aliens are real. Yes, I do believe aliens are real because there's a lot of planets that are alike, like Earth.
Yes. Because you never know.
I don't know. I'm gonna guess no.
Yes. Because there could be life out there on different planets, like Io and then the other one, and we just haven't explored it all yet.
I think there are certain kinds of aliens, like there are molecules and germs and icky stuff like that beyond Earth, but I don't think there's the normal green, weird figure thing.
Oh. Why not?
Because there's no proof.
I think that there's life beyond the Earth, but not like what you see in the movies, like not aliens from like movies.
So in the end, it came down to that question, but I believe that the world may never know. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast. Again, my name is Parrish Pavlis, and I will be back soon for another episode of The World May Never Know.